Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Well, it's another beautiful Thursday. All our Thursdays aren't. And we are expecting some storms in New Jersey, so, you know, we'll see how that goes. But in any case, without further ado, I want to introduce my, and I'm going to say something now real quick. I'm so excited to have Danny, DJ Danny, on my show for a few reasons that I'll discuss later after she gets talking. But it's very close to my heart, Hamilton Radio, and that's where she is the DJ at. So anyway, I'm going to just introduce her now because I forgot what I was going to even say now. So welcome, Danny, DJ Danny of Hamilton Radio in Trenton, New Jersey.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me be here. This is amazing, and this is exciting on a Thursday night. So I appreciate the opportunity, Nancy.
Oh, well, you are quite welcome. And it's funny because I did for a while there think that you were your sister. I know that you have an you're the younger of the two. You have an older sister. When I first talked to you, I thought that it was the older sister, but now I know it's you. And by the way, folks, we are speaking to DJ Danny, who started in radio at the young age of 17, right? You were 17 years old?
I was, and my father first told me I was getting my show together, him and Ruben Rodriguez, one of our co-partners for Hamilton Radio, as well as my father.
Right.
He told me if I wanted to continue doing my radio show, I need to be more professional and actually basically take care of it and care about, you know, my guests and my show and just watch what I say and make sure it all just sounds professional and to everyone's liking.
Right. Yeah, well, okay, so I'll say it now then. Your father, Danny, and then I want to talk about you because you're not only a radio host, you know, DJ, which is absolutely awesome, because your father, Gene Pirro, Doc G, as a lot of people know him, was the founder of Hamilton Radio. And he founded, and it's the number one, by the way, radio station in the state of New Jersey and has been forever since I got to know him, and I've been in radio for 7 years now. So anyway, and I was with Hamilton Radio for 2.5 years. I was on my Facebook, and I'll get this over with. Then we are going to talk about you. I was on my laptop, and all of a sudden I see this guy, and he's saying, "This message is for Nancy Ryan. Nancy Ryan, if you're out there, we want you to come with Hamilton Radio." And I'm like, "Wow!" I almost fell off my chair. So I go, "Well, that sounds wonderful." He goes, "You can have a show with us. You can have your own show. You can do as many shows as you want."
That's my father.
And that's your dad. And I said, "Well, put me in touch with the person I need to talk to." He goes, "It is me. It's Gene Pirro, Nancy." So I got off.
Doc G.
The laptop and I called him and we talked. And I had a show within 2 weeks. I was doing my show at Hamilton and I was with you guys for 2.5 years. But I live in West Long Branch now. And in the winter, as you know, New Jersey, it's hard to schedule people that live in New York City and other. So after 2.5 wonderful years with your father as my mentor and really growing my radio show immensely, I started, anyway, it's 7 years now. So I want to talk about you because you're not just a radio host, but you are a model, and you also sing, and you put in parentheses that you'd sing opera. So I think that that's just so interesting. And
thank you.
So tell me, now, and I know, of course, Ruben very well. And so you're with a great team, and you have a brand new studio. So you just start telling us about, like, what got you, I mean, other than having your father in radio, what inspired you, like, when did you know you wanted to do a radio show of your own?
So I was six years old. And I was 6 years old and I was starting to listen to a lot of the music that my father was playing, which is definitely different from on radio stations now. I grew up with a lot of different types of music, all the way up from the 40s, the 50s, 60s, oldies, today hits, and a lot of variety as well, other than the other radio stations out there. I had my first radio show when I was younger, and I was playing the old music from, like, Radio Disney because that's what I listened to when I was a little kid. It was Radio Disney. So I would play a lot of, like, High School Musical, the Cheetah Girls, Hannah Montana. And I remember when I had my show, my father still plays it from time to time on the radio to embarrass me because you hear my baby voice. But he said, when you get on air, announce who the artists are so people know. Maybe people don't know what the music is. I was a very shy little one in that situation because, you know, it's my first time on radio. I don't want to be on the radio. I don't want to talk. So we tried it just, you know, a couple years after. Then getting into it, before I pursued more into radio, I was doing a lot of opera lessons. I started when I was 12. I had a great teacher. Her name was Jessica. She was from TakeLessons.com. She taught me so much, the best way to vocalize your voice and to get that high operatic song, you know, vocal, especially out.
Right.
And a lot from that, you know, like doing the opera and stuff, that was like a huge possession of mine. I even did a lot of like musicals and theater with my sister. We were in a couple of shows together. I did Oliver the Musical in Actors Net in Morrisville, Pennsylvania. I did
That's
a camp
great.
There. So thank you. Yeah. So I definitely used my voice a lot too. And then I kind of liked it more after the theater, more behind the scenes, which is where I started getting more into radio. And I like the voice. I like the sound of my voice. So that helped a lot.
Right. Well, I would like to encourage you to do that because, as you know, I am a singer, and that was my first passion, and that's how that kind of propelled me into music when I released my first album, 12-song album.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad might have heard me on a podcast, but don't give up on your singing because I would love to. I know you're very engrossed and involved in your radio, but unlike and me, and I did it, I kind of dropped my CD, even though it's been in the top 10 for like 7 years now, and I'll be getting back into that. But I'd love to. You have a very beautiful, exotic look about you. And so when you said opera, I thought, geez, you know what, Danny? Actually, Danielle, it is, right?
Yes. Yep.
Your name, yeah. I said Danielle looks like an opera singer, and my mother had that kind of a little bit of your look as well. And she was a soprano; she sang soprano
okay,
in the church her whole life. But I want to encourage you that as wonderful as radio is, and it is, and it's addictive like everything else. But I hope that
of course.
Continue to pursue and be involved as well in your music because, and I'd love to hear some of your music. So I'm going to pressure you to sing for me when I meet you. And I'm going to meet you soon in September, so
yes.
Next month. So anyway, getting back to continue your, I usually ask people who influenced you the most while growing up and why, but we know already who it is, and it's your father because he's been in radio forever, and here you are. DJ Danny, 5 years in radio already, and you've had some wonderful guests. The only thing I wanted to add was that your dad, his, you know, focus has been on indie music, you know, indie and giving people airplay, all the locals airplay. So it's just so wonderful, like, what he does. I love
doing
Hamilton
that, too.
Radio.
Yeah, yes, and I love doing that as well on my show. And when I reach out to a lot of independent music musicians, artists, they're shocked. You want to play my music? Of course I want to play your music. I don't have to pay for it? No, you don't have to pay for it, you know?
What?
I don't think they're used to having that responsibility where somebody reached out to them and it's real versus somebody reaching out to them and they think it might be fake or they want to take their album or something. And,
right, exactly.
Or fraud. You know, so
right.
I definitely take that take that from my father as well.
Right. No, Hamilton does so much for the artists, the indie artists, putting them on the 24-hour rotation, and they really did. They promoted me for a really long time, but I was asked to be on the Joey Reynolds show after my first 3 songs were released, and I went to New York City and did that, and from that night, I knew I wanted to be in radio. And I was, like, passing between a few different ones. And when your father, when I saw his face on there and he said, come, I came. That literally, that was my decision. That was it. I saw number one. I Googled him up, number one. That's it. I'm going. And it was awesome. So
Until this day, he's
great.
Yes.
I know.
Until this day, he still is number one. It's amazing.
I know it. And he is as excited. The thing about your father and the thing I think about that you've inherited from him is that enthusiasm, that he is just as excited about the radio, each radio show, as probably when he started it. And I feel that way about it, too, and I sense that you do. So, okay, so getting back to this, to your radio life and the new studio, mm-hmm. and being at the old studio and now at the new studio, have you been interviewing, like, a lot about being a DJ? Like how do you handle promoting your show, even? For new people in the industry to find out.
Yeah, so when I reach out to different people, depending on the managers, the agents, or the producers, because, you know, there's always emails into emails. There's about 10 of them before you get the right person, because it's like a walk around in the park kind of thing. Exactly how it happens is I reach out to them and I'll be like, hello, I'm DJ Danny with Hamilton Radio, and I'll let them know about the station a little bit. I'll also even put in the email that we have an app, so people like to look that out, look at the followers, the viewers. And then I definitely like to also put, before I mention who I want on my show, all my recent guests that I had on my show, it'll be like 50 of them in that email. But it's all like the most important ones that everybody has an idea of who they are or they have a following. Somebody's like, oh, I've seen them on TV or something. Then I'll reach out and I'll name, for instance, we'll say, because I really still want Rob Schneider. He's my favorite comedian. So reaching out to his management, I'd be like saying I had his wife on my show and one of his good friends, Jamie Lisso. And then I would mention some stuff that he was in. Like he did a lot of movies with Adam Sandler. That's his best friend. And he also did Real Rob on Netflix, which is my favorite show. And he's very wide awake about the world. He talks about GMOs in his comedy, and it's the best thing. So then I would always have my contact information in that email as well. Or if I'm talking to them, sometimes they want me to give them a little brief synopsis about, you know, what I do, how I can help, how I can make it better, and what they can do or how they can prosper from it. So it definitely varies on who the guest is, but I always am up for that challenge to change around the language or the friction of the work. So I like doing that.
Right. Well, I'm just so happy for you. I mean, you know, 17 to start your radio show. That's young. Have you pursued being on, you know, interviewed on other, you know, like, for instance, on, like, my show, Lauren Ross at Asbury Park. So have you been on any of the other radio shows, the internet radio stations? Because there are so many.
Definitely. So of last year when I turned, 2 years ago when I turned 20, iHeartRadio picked me up, and I was first on their interview. I was on their show, 102DLG, which is in Florida. One of their stations is based out of, and they're great friends with iHeartRadio, so they work with them. And he checked with iHeart, and he was like, after the interview, he was like, can I pick her up on the internet as well, or on interview? And I'm on their app if you look for DJ Danny's show. So I think that's a huge accomplishment for myself. Because I didn't think I could get anywhere, and it's hard for radio, so.
Yeah, congratulations. That's great. That is really great.
Thank you.
That's something that, that's fabulous to connect and be syndicated, like with as many radio stations as possible if they can pick you up.
Of course.
That's really terrific. I've been very happy in the way I've been working. It just kind of snowballed, you know. Even from the beginning, I started with not-for-profits because that was my giving back time. I was singing kind of in New Jersey. I was getting around to the clubs. I was meeting all the bands that I wanted to interview, and it worked out that way. And then things kind of started falling into place, of course, at Hamilton because I came with your dad, and he had so much experience. And it was wonderful. Like, I missed that so much, the in-studio experience, having a person come and looking at them right in front of you. I mean, because now, you know, I did that for 2.5 years. Now I'm 7 years in radio, and I'm, like, in my home, you know. I comb my hair, I put my lipstick on, and I have my USB mic, and I'm in my studio, but I'm all by myself, and I love it. Like, I've had the most extraordinary guests on, and it's just been such a ride. It's been such a thrill. So we connect on those levels. A friend of mine, Cindy Zwicka, from The Strand, put a comment. She said, I just met DJ Danny. Oh, what an exciting, wonderful smart young woman she is.
Sydney.
He said, I
guess,
she said, you guys are going to really, you two are going to have an awesome show. I'm going to listen to that show for sure. And so, yeah, you get two DJs together. Or I'm not a DJ actually anymore. I was when I was with your dad because, well, I would play my music first. I would play the song This Girl's Gonna Make It, which isn't even my most popular song. And then I would play, at the end of the show, I would play my guests. And then, and you know, they would be on the, they would be automatically put on the rotation, the 24-hour rotation. So it was just awesome to give that away to people, like you said. You know, and then I just had people knowing about that and finding out. And, oh, I mean, I did promo all over the world. So, I mean, I'm not getting people flying in from Spain or Italy or Croatia or anything. However, word got out that they could get airplay. And your dad was very interested, like, get me those CDs. And now I know you put them up all over the world, walls, and are you still doing that? Like, are you putting the CDs up on the walls at your studio?
So that was something that we first did at the first and second studio. Since we're at the brand new one that just opened up, that can still be a, something in my dad's mind. But I think right now he just wants to make sure we keep everything clean, we keep it right.
Oh, of course.
It's definitely big and beautiful. We have all the autographs of everyone that we've had on the shows, though, on the wall.
Right. I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
That was a great idea.
But we have all the CDs still.
Yeah,
we definitely do have all the CDs.
Yeah, so sometimes you could maybe do a collage or put them in. Well, there's probably so many. I mean, your dad's got CDs 17 years worth probably or 20 years worth. So that would be a huge project. You could probably wallpaper a whole room with them. But, yeah, it's very exciting. You know, I've seen actually your dad and, well, Ruben. When he came on board, because I was with your dad before Ruben came on board, and then when he came on board and got so involved with the videotaping and doing things like that, that was a very exciting move. So I can't wait to see the new studio next month. That's going
to
be really fun.
Oh, we're so excited to have you, Nancy. We hope you enjoy it as much as we do. It's probably the best thing that my dad had, so.
Well, believe me, I will enjoy it. I will enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it so very much. But getting back to you, so what are your 5 years in radio? And, you know, like I said, I'm trying to encourage you to get out there and sing, and there's so many avenues to do that in. But I know, you know, you get hooked in, like I said. 7 years went by like a flash, and I'm like, wait, I'm not even, I'm just throwing out my CD every now and then. It's like, no, I need to, you know, like now I'm going to take a little bit of a break. So I'm going to be getting out there and performing and focusing more on my, you know, on my music. And I'll still do shows, but I won't be doing like one or two shows a month anymore. So those days are coming on my anniversary to a close. However, I will always be doing, I'm not giving up my radio show. So
no problem.
To,
I never would
you,
either. This radio show would take me to the day I die.
Yeah. So what's your plan? I mean, you know, do you have any future plans as far as your show, as far as the way your show is, the way you're doing your show? Are you doing live now, like on Facebook or anything like that? Are you doing video
as well?
Yes,
I do Facebook Live. Yes, I do Facebook Live for YouTube, Facebook Live video, and also YouTube Live. And earlier a little bit in the interview, you were talking about how my father had a lot of the indie artists reach out to him from around the world. I actually had somebody fly out from Australia to be on my show right after I got out of work. His name was Cash Duncan. He's an amazing, amazing indie artist. He was like, I have to meet you, DJ Danny, because my father kept telling him about me. He was like, I'm flying out to you guys. I'm coming out that day,
time. That's awesome.
And we made it work, so. That was probably, like, an amazing interview. It was right on the spot. I was getting prepared for it. I was coming out of work, literally, and I did the interview. And I was like, I feel very special right now. Somebody just flew out from Australia for me. You know? That's amazing. You can't expect anyone to ever do that.
Right. It is. I've had people fly from other countries to do documentaries with me. However, I had not, and I actually had someone come in from Walla Walla, and I'm not comparing, I'm just kind of sharing. It's very special when someone does something like that. It's really, you know, I've had Rock and Roll Hall of Famers like send me emails, can I be on your show? You know, and it is really awesome when you have established yourself in the industry, you know, that people want to be on your show. It's a big honor. It's, like you said, oh, it's an honor for me. It's an honor for me to have you on my show. So, you know.
Well, thank you again. I really appreciate the honor.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, for me, it's just giving back. When I started doing radio, it was to give back. So my first two guests were, I'm going to name them all at the end of my show anyway, but they were Tent City of Lakewood. And then it was the Nixons, Gregory Nixon. In fact, it was Gregory and Karen Nixon first. And then they heard I was going to have Minister Steve on my show, and they said, can we come too? And I said, yes. So I started off with not-for-profits, my first two shows. Then I got right back. I got into the musicians, and then I would be adding.
Yes.
So now I have 10 of the best not-for-profits in the state of New Jersey, which I love promoting for all these years. It's just great. It's awesome. I love it. So, yes.
And that's how you build yourself too, right, Nancy?
That's how I what?
That's how you built yourself, though, too, from the radio. See, we all do that.
Not-for-profits, yes, because they all are on my show. Each of the not-for-profits, I had Tim McClune, who has he's a restaurateur, 13 restaurants. He's got the Supper Club, one of my favorite venues in Asbury Park. He's also a musician, but he is the founder of Holiday Express, and they go around singing in all the hospitals, and they do so much. It would take three or four shows to even talk about them. But yes, I didn't do it consciously. I didn't think, oh, I think I'll get not-for-profits and that way I'll get a lot of people. It didn't happen that way. It just happened that I started singing. I was asked to sing in Convention Hall a few years in a row before Superstorm Sandy hit. And I'm happy and proud to say I'm the only female that has been able to do that. And I was promoted by Madison Marquette to do it. And I arrived the first day and I could not believe it. They had this enormous, huge sign. It was so big, I thought, this cost them a lot of money, and it was to promote my show at Hamilton Radio. It said, Nancy Ryan, popular country singer, songwriter, guitar player from Asbury Park, is introduced. Come meet Nancy. Come meet Ryan Rocks, because she is starting her radio show with Hamilton Radio. So it was awesome, and then they came back with another one. So I have two of them, and they're all framed. And I sang for 2 years, the first Saturday of each month, like 6 months in a row there. And it was awesome. Because I have a show, I have a Facebook page inside and outside the Fabulous Grand Arcade. So I was singing to people literally to their faces, and the acoustics was great. But
I love that,
I'm an entertainer. So you can see I'm singing to little kids. They get behind their parents, they're all shy, and then they come out and I start singing like Blue Suede Shoes, and they'll start dancing. And it's just, that's why I really am so on fire right now, because I want to hear you sing. I want to hear you sing, because anybody that sings has a great voice for radio. So I bet you're a great singer. And
I can walk away from my phone for a second, like, just so I can sing, because blow your eardrum.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You know why? Because I want to hear you in person. These iPhones, they're nice, but believe me, sometimes, I very rarely sing on my phone when on my show. Every now and then I'll get carried away. If I have a musician and they start talking about a song or something, I'll start.
Like my guest or whatever, when I'm interviewing them, they'll be like, and I know you're a singer. I did my research. And I was like, you did research on me? Why? Like, I appreciate that, but this is totally about you. See, a lot of people don't understand that my radio show, when they ask me, what is it about? What is it based off? It is based off of you. Whoever my guest is for that hour, we promote everything to the high heaven that they want, and my sponsors are included.
And that's it.
Right.
And we promote it as much as we can. And sometimes they'll get callers if they do great promotion on their end as well as myself. And sometimes we don't. But it's always such an accomplishment. And, yes, it's such an accomplishment for me having my show. And I love it so much. I really do.
And you can,
it's the second part of me.
Well, I'm coming on your show eventually. I mean, you know, I don't know whenever you invite me, but I'm doing a show with your dad and with Cal. Well, I don't want to talk about that right now. I'm saving that for the end, the pièce de résistance or whatever. But this is really about you, DJ Danny. And, yeah, I'm very happy for you. I love your dad and your mom. I met your mom. I met your sister. And I just think you folks are really great people, and I always admired your father for his dedication and his love. And his giving, like he'll just be there, he'll show up, he'll do everything he can, and he'll continue to do it. And he taught me so much about radio, everything that I really know. I mean, I knew a little bit because I'm an entertainer about how to do it, but he really, he was such an inspiration for me, and he was behind me 100% and still is. And you are right, that is what it's about. It's about really supporting and promoting and being as positive in the business as possible, because there can be some negativity occasionally.
Oh,
there can
definitely
be bumps
there
along
can.
The road.
and a lot of hate too, depending how big you kind of get. There could be a lot of haters out there, but remember, haters make you famous, and you wish them well. I have a positive mind, a positive energy, and vibes. I blow them away. They can't attack me no more.
Right. Well, that's good to know at your early age. I like just kind of ignore it, you know. I just go, well,
yeah,
they don't know any better. Sometimes I
even
have to pray for people if they really do, because I've of course experienced over the years, but I'm happy to say not many, thank God. And I'm kind of an Irish Catholic redhead from Asbury Park, so a lot of people, they don't want to mess with me. Do you get my drift?
I do, actually.
They don't want to mess with Ryan Rocks. They just don't, you know. Oh, it's so funny.
Nance, did you say you're Irish?
I'm Irish.
Did you
German.
Say?
Okay. Yeah, I'm Irish German. Yep.
So last year, well, this year, actually, that soon to be passing, March of this year, I got crowned the Italian Irish princess in Jersey Shore, and I'm going to be doing it again next year.
Oh, that's fabulous! Congratulations! You look
Thank
like a
you.
Princess. That's why I said. That's why.
Hello, Nancy.
I'm sorry, honey. My ear. You know, iPhone. They're supposed to be geniuses. But they put the mute button on the top of the phone, even though and I'm screaming now because I moved away from my USB microphone. So when I listen back, oh, well, that's all right. We're professionals, but we can, like, goof up too once in a while. But it's funny, like, when you put your phone too close, you mute yourself. So what I was saying is that you are very have an exotic look. And my daughter, Nina, does too. She's Irish-Italian, Irish-German-Italian, and she's got that exotic look about her. And she is just stunning. And I would go, people would go, oh, Nancy, you're so beautiful. And I go, well, thank you. I don't see it that way, but especially now that I'm getting older. But I go, thank you so much, but I would much prefer to be exotic, you know. Like I like the exotic-looking women. So I can't, I'm not exotic, but at least they say that I'm pretty. Anyway.
Well, my mother and my father had me, so the exotic had to come from them and their love passion-ish. But
go ahead.
Go on.
I dropped something. I don't know what it was. I'm just looking. I dropped something on the floor. It'll show up. I don't know what it was, but go on. So you're Irish Italian. That's a great combination.
Yes, I'm Italian. I'm an Irish Italian princess. They crowned me that last year, or this March that just passed, and they do it on St. Patrick's Day. It's freezing. I'll let you know that. I was on a float,
I know.
And I got to get another ball gown. Yeah.
I got to get another ball gown for it, but I got another crown that's higher up, and it's very I think it's Swarovski crystals, but they're green, like emerald.
Swarovski, yes, they're the best. Oh, I have beautiful Swarovski crystals.
Yes, so that's my crown
and
I get to wear next year. I'm so excited. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited.
Just Google tiaras, and you can see every tiara from back into the 16th, 17th, 18th century, and then you can believe it or not, you know what, Danny, I do have two tiaras. I'm a little bit ashamed to say it, but not ashamed, but it's like, well, I put them on in the house. I have a red one with red stones in it, which is awesome, because usually the tiaras are diamonds or, you know, whatever they are, rhinestones. But I have one that I bought inside Convention Hall when they had a sale. They had one of those, you know, vendors, and I love it. And it's all red stones. I should wear it on my anniversary.
Oh, you definitely should. Yeah, for your radio, right? Yeah.
I'm going to, because I have to find it now. I know it's in a box, and it's a Lord and Taylor box with roses on it. I'm going to bring it because you just helped me pick out my outfit for my 7th anniversary show, and it's going to be like a little bit sexy. I don't get very sexy at my age, but the shirt I'm going to wear, oh, you better believe it. I'm going to do it up big time. Yeah, 7 years is, you know, to me, I don't know why 7 is a lucky number. 7 is a good number for me. 9 is a good number. 7, 8, 9, all those numbers are good numbers. But, Danny, you just have so much wonderful energy like me. Like, we could talk forever.
I know.
And about some things, too. But if you want to, too, after the show, go on and put on, just do a comment. Because I'm going to wait till I put the show up, the interview show, and then make a comment. Because then when I promote, because I'm going to go promote it the same way I did everywhere around, you know, everywhere. And then your comment will be there. But put in all of your, you know, your website address, your iHeart, your YouTube, all those links. All those links.
Sure.
Just add them all.
Well, actually, everyone that is tuning in, another huge what I love to do as well that I enjoy doing is I also model. I have 2 modeling gigs again coming up. I'm so excited. I've only done about 3 gigs so far, but I feel like I never want to stop. I always have to have one, like, coming up. So October 5th in Edison for a Hamilton Radio anniversary party for the show is called Troy Alexander. It's one of his shows. He's actually one of my photographers as well. He's an amazing person. And on my website, he did my headshots, which is my website, like my opening page. I don't have you seen my website, Nancy?
Well, I didn't go to your website. I'm just way too busy for that, Danny. But I did do my homework as far as asking you to send me the pictures, and I used the picture, the headshot that Troy did, and I gave him the photo credit. So
I appreciate that
Hamilton
as well.
Radio. That I just, no, I don't go to anybody's website. I mean, occasionally I'll read. I just did a world-renowned sculptor. He's known all over the world, Jakob Heller. And I, you know, I'll read the biography. And people insist on sending me all this information. Like, and I go, you know what? I'm 72, and I don't have time to read all of this stuff. Let me just, this is my radio show, even though you're the guest. But I'm lazy. Hello? I'm getting tired, so I think I do
gets like that, I know.
I do the best promo that I can do. I do it from my heart. I mean, of course I know about you, and I read what you sent me, and I think I did a decent promotion, but no, I didn't go to your website.
Okay, that's fine.
But
remember,
then again,
hey, if it comes from your heart.
I've never gone to,
if it comes from your heart, Nancy, that's the best promotion. Nothing can top that.
Well, that's right, and that's where it comes from. It's really giving back.
Exactly.
That's what I talk a lot, though. I didn't tell you in the beginning of the show. I used to say, look, just interrupt me, will you? Just say, hey, Nancy, hello. Because I'm so excited. You're probably too young to know about the chatter teeth. Have you ever seen those plastic chatter teeth? You wind it up, and then the teeth chatter. I have
yes,
I can bring them
my
to
dentist
the
used
too.
To have one. Yeah, my dentist
well,
used
I have,
to have one.
Yeah. Well, I have a pair of them. I have a pair of those. Oh, I just dropped another pen. So I have a pair of them on here, and sometimes I even – hold on. I'm going to do it for you. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. I don't want to lose – I don't want to hit the –
Are you
– oh, hold on. Hey, hold on. Everybody, listen to this. Hold on. You talk too much. You worry me to death. Hold on. Okay, there it is. So, uh-oh. That's
yes,
cool.
I know about chatter teeth. Oh, my gosh.
Those are the chatter teeth. And I used to literally, your father used to laugh at me because I would bring these signs and I would put it like in a frame of glass and it would say, Nancy, don't talk so much. And I used to ask your dad, would you raise your hand when I'm talking too much to let me know? Because I've been this way my entire life. And you know what? I made a big mistake. I had a half a dish of this delicious ice cream with pecans and with whipped cream on top. And that really
uh-huh.
gets me going. And I shouldn't do that before a show because I already
oh,
have too much energy.
Oh, I got you. You get sugar rushes? You get
absolutely.
Sugar rushes, Nancy?
Oh, absolutely.
That's
don't
me.
Don't you?
Oh, my God.
Don't you?
That's me. Yes. I always
yeah,
get sugar rushes
like
after I eat something sweet.
Well, it's a good thing that I don't, like, drink coffee. I only can have one cup of coffee in the morning. Per my heart doctor, only one cup, so I have the strongest coffee I can get, Sumatra, and I have that, and I enjoy it. But what I have with it is I'll have a Danish or a scone with chocolate chips in it. It's like insane. And like then I'm
yeah.
ready and off and running the whole day. It's like sugar has such an effect on me. It's crazy. So I knew that. I said, well, I don't care because Danny is a very important guest, and she's my last special guest. Before
I know, and
I
appreciate that
show.
Again. Thank you for the opportunity.
Before I do my big anniversary show. What time is it anyway? Oh, we have some time. I have like 2 more minutes to talk to you. I knew the time would go so fast. But you are having me on your show because you told me you would, number one. But it can
yes,
be
it
like
will.
Months from now. It can be whenever. It can be, I don't care. Whenever it happens. But
no problem. Yes, I'll reach out to you and let you know when. I appreciate
whenever.
That. I was going to say one more thing for everyone tuning in. If anybody wants to find any information for me, you guys can go to www.thedjdannyshow.com. And there's all my information.
Yeah.
And my Instagram's attached. So all my social media.
Right. And I did put that in the promotion, as you noticed, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I did.
Put your
that's why. But I would like to just
here.
Mention it because that's my website.
No.
That's my prized possession.
No, I want you to.
And I also have a link. Yes. And I also have a link on my website to help when people are looking to submit more music or how they can get on my radio show. They just go to contact all the way at the bottom and hit submit. Everybody says they don't see a submit button because it's under contact. But now everybody knows.
Okay. Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna, and if everybody doesn't know, they're going to know for sure because this DJ
oh,
Danny,
definitely.
she is not going anywhere. She's
well,
here to stay.
Yes. Yeah, and I get so many emails already for music submissions. So I keep forwarding them to my father day after day. So.
Right. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It really is. I'm
thank
so,
you.
It's so
yes,
excited.
Of course.
So excited for you and the success of your show. How can you lose when you go with number one, though? I'll tell you that. I mean, you know, it's you're number one. That's it. You're the number one internet radio station, online internet, but you're also above the national radio stations because I clumped them all together. It's like, okay,
yep.
I say, I think they need, like, I've had a few falling off my chair experiences in the radio business, in the music business, and in this industry. And one of them was when your father said, Nancy Ryan, if you're out there, we want you to come with us. Now, that was one. And then another one was, oh, God, now I'm going to forget it. And it was a good one, too. Oh, it's when my girlfriend said, hey, Nancy, congratulations. And I was getting all these congratulations. I said, congratulations for what? And it was like 4 years ago now. Well, congratulations. You were nominated in the category of Top Radio Personality Supporting Live Music at the Asbury Music Awards, held at the legendary Stone Pony. I'm like, hello? I almost fell off my chair.
That's beautiful. Yes.
So now I've been,
see, one day.
So now, I've been nominated 3 years in a row, and I'll probably be nominated for the fourth year. But if they had the category of live talk radios, I would have been winning every year because I'm the only live talk radio show in the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
So I'm
not.
Well,
one day.
They clump me in the category with all the radio shows, like with the Rat,
yeah,
and with all the national radio shows and with you guys and with Danny Coleman. And, you know, they put me in with all of them. So Danny and I look at each other like, hello, when are we going to win? And I hope he does win. I don't know if he's won yet, but I hope he does win. I was on his show after it snowballed. I love radio, as I know you do too. But let's not forget our thing, okay?
I was going to say another thing that would be amazing for me one day is see if I could be nominated for something, for even if it's just with Hamilton Radio, or if it's just, you know, best interviewer. I don't know how all the awards and stuff go. It would just be amazing to get a nomination one day.
Well, I don't know. I was shocked because I thought,
yeah,
I don't know how I got nominated other than I'm on. I'm a member of 150 group pages, and I know you promote like through the roof, and you're on so many, linked up with so many other, shows. And I had the opportunity to do that, but didn't. And I see something in down my future, and it's probably in the UK. So what I was going to say is that, you know, the sky is the limit, and I've done movies, I've done documentaries about, you
definitely,
know, Bruce Springsteen, friends and family. Your radio show, this one's going to go on 22 group Springsteen group sites all over the world, in Spain and Portugal, Croatia, Italy. And in addition to that, I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. My major promotion is done on the internet. So I never made a web page. I never felt the need for a web page. I'm not. I'm doing this like in my pajamas right now. Well, they're not really pajamas. I have on like a little T-shirt and, you know, these crazy leopard pants. But I just feel, you know, it's all in divine time. Like it's all God, and that's what I want to end talking to you about, is your father and I had a spiritual connection, and his love for God and my love for my higher power and God is very strong. So we're good people and we're honest people and we want the best for everybody. So I know that's how you are, because you're, you know, Doc G and Sandy's daughter. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I have 2 minutes now to go through my 10 not-for-profits. And I'm sorry I ate all that ice cream, but I think that you got out everything. And if you didn't, I did in the promo, and I think you did get to tell everybody everything you're doing and you're going to be doing. And congratulations on being a princess, because you are a princess. You certainly
are.
Thank you
so much, Nancy.
You certainly are a rock star in my book, as far as being DJ Danny. So I have 90 seconds, and thank you so much. I will be seeing you soon, and I have to say a few more. Please stay on the line, because I'm going to say Doc G was my mentor in radio. I did, for a month, I did my own blog talk radio show, and he must have heard about me or heard my music, and then he invited me to go with him. I was with them for 2.5 years. I was with them through, I also want to say hello to Ruben. Hello to Tom. I was with them for a long time and took all the photos. And I will be back at, thank you so much, Danny, for coming on my show. Everybody go and listen to DJ Danny. Get in touch with her if you want to come on her show. Go on my Ryan Oxford Asbury Park style page and look at all the people I've had in the past 7 years. And if Danny is interested in any of them, she's more welcome to contact them. She's got my verbal agreement that she can say, I know Nancy Ryan, she's a good friend of mine, and go for it.
Okay.
So
good. I will look into that. Thanks, Nancy.
You know, know, not that you need it because you've already gone to the top, but there's always room for more and more people.
Of course.
Once I promote somebody, they're promoted. Every time they're on tour, they're promoted. Every time they do something new, they're promoted. So, you know, anyway, I've got to get back to saying I will be at Hamilton Radio with Doc G, and I'm bringing along my best male friend, the one and only Calvin Schwartz, who is in radio, and I believe that I mentored him by bringing him to my radio shows that I was doing with other radio shows and way back in the day. And he is going to be the interviewing, sort of, being the main man. He's with New Jersey Discover TV, and he's coming with me September Friday the 13th. I'm not superstitious at all. And so Friday the 13th, we will be at Hamilton Radio, and I will be doing a show with two of my favorite men, Calvin Schwartz and Doc G of Hamilton Radio. So with that said, and I'm celebrating my seven-year anniversary, and it is the day of my anniversary, so I'm so excited about this. And
Glad to have you at Hamilton Radio.
Thank you so much, DJ Danny. What a way to go to have you on my show and to hopefully meet you on the 13th at the show.
Thank you. Yes, I hope so, too.
All right,
it depends on time.
Yeah, it's 7:30 on a Friday.
Oh, okay.
Friday the 13th.
Okay. I get out of work at 5.
All right, honey. Well, you take care. Don't do that.
All right. Thank
you. I want to hear you singing. I want to hear you sing the next one I meet you. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I've definitely gone over tonight, so I went over the top
for sure.
And okay. Bye, sweetie. I just know better than to eat, like, ice cream, all that ice cream I ate. But, folks, these are my 10 best not-for-profits in the state of New Jersey. And
no problem.
I don't even know where I put them. Here we go. So,
ma'am.
Good night, honey. Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Have
tell
a good
God
one.
I love you. Tell your mom I said hello and your sister too. Bye bye. Okay, so.
Thank you.
Before Blog Talk Radio cuts me off, they never have, but, you know, there's always a post talk for everything. Where did I put it? Oh my gosh, here's my list. I have so many lists here. Bring them up. 10 City of Lakewood. Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey. Okay, it looks like I'm still going. Yes, I am. I don't know. Maybe they said end. They might have cut me off. Who knows? We'll see. Okay, we've got Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes, Carlos Rodriguez, the director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean County, Paul A. Ressler, president and CEO of TUPAC, which is so important, the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. Also, Mr. Tim McClune, restaurateur and founder of Holiday Express. They did so many, they've been doing this for so many years, and they did so much good for so many people, hospitals and everywhere. They go everywhere. Philip Richards, the director of the New Jersey Shore Rescue Mission in Asbury Park on Memorial Drive. And let me note that every one of these wonderful people who give so much back to their communities and to the state of New Jersey have been guests on my show. Nick Clemens, who is with, I'm not sure if he's still doing bullying, but Nick has been on my show. He was one of my first few, actually, people that was on my radio show as well, Nick Clemens and the Nick Clemens
Band.
Yes,
Nick was on mine too a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So, and I do have a few radio show sponsors, and no more money is exchanged. My shows are all done for free and for fun. However, I have sponsors. One of them gave me a beautiful Hollywood smile so I could be in my speaking debut in the movie That's Life 2 years ago. And by the way, I'm a 55-year-old. But that smile's on Broadway, Dr. Ina Silman. This is their third office. And then Dr. David Marin. He's a chiropractor, the owner of the Marin Wellness Center in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. And they do physical therapy. They have a physical therapist doctor there, Dr. White, who I love and adore, a woman. And they also have an acupuncturist there. And then my third sponsor is Dr. Gregory C. Peck of the Peck Center in West Orange. He is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. And his brother is a surgeon as well, and they have their own surgery center there. I have not had any injections. I have not had a facelift. What you see is what you get, wrinkles and all, at my age. So But he did help me a lot with my breathing situation and my sinuses, which keep collapsing for the past 25 years. So, all right, everybody, this has been an awesome show. I'm eating candy. I don't care. September the 13th, I will be probably having candy or soda or whatever. And you know what? You guys just, I love you all, so just please do me the same favor of accepting me as I am. I am just, have always been a chatter. I always talk a lot. It's the way, like Lady Gaga says, I was born this way. So anyway, you can come and talk as much as you want. Like when I come to your show, you can talk through the whole show, Danny. Thank you so much, honey. I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Nancy.
Next time.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know who's coming on my show next, because guess what? After 7 years, I haven't scheduled anybody. I'm just bringing Calvin and coming to Hamilton Radio, and my friend Ruben, you better be there, and that's it. So I'll see everybody.
And
have a wonderful. Oh, one other thing, I have to give a big shout out. My friends are having a big Woodstock party Saturday, the 24th. It starts, I think, it's from 12 to 10 or something like that. And all day music. It's everybody's dressing up. I have my hippie outfit already picked out. I have several up there because I was a hippie back in the day. They're going to have a million vendors. And they're going to have music all day. And so I'm going with the specific intention of taking pictures. Anybody out there that was at Woodstock, look for me, Nancy Ryan Rocks. You know me, the one with the redhead. I'm the redhead from Asbury Park. You come and tell me you were at Woodstock because I want to talk to you. Because I'm doing a review for the Strand Theater, my favorite theater venue in the state. So I will be there. I won't be there. I don't know how long. For you know, I can't guarantee I'll be there for a long time, but I will show up, and I will be there for a few hours. It's going to be awesome. Everybody show up. It's going to be so worth it. Fran Whitney, I adore. Lori Davis, I adore. Cindy Zwicker, they'll all be there. They all, you know, are the lifeblood of three people that are the lifeblood of the Strand Theater, the 98-year-old beautiful theater. So I sang on that stage a few times, too, so it's very close to my heart. Bye, everybody. I'm really hanging up now, and I hope that I got all of this. I don't know. They could have cut me off, and if they did, so be it.
All right. Bye,
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye.